Before we get started, if you're listening to Wellbeing Interrupted on your favourite app, don't forget to follow the show. This way you'll keep getting all the new episodes and any bonuses as well. Hey there, Tisha here, and welcome to episode 17 of Wellbeing Interrupted. This again, sorry, is going to be a bit of a shorter episode because it's been busy. We've just moved out of our house and we're about to start our new life, I guess, at our beautiful block. So in between unpacking now, I thought I still wanted to do this episode. And today I want to talk about a Chinese proverb. And this proverb has been really important to me over the years. And it is, be not afraid of going slowly, be only afraid of standing still. In this episode, I'll talk about how in living with chronic illness, we can often find ourselves feeling really stagnant. Then how it can become really powerful if we slowly create momentum in our life. Then I'll talk about some ideas of how to build momentum in your life with your illness. Welcome to Wellbeing Interrupted, the podcast dedicated to exploring the transformative power of a healing mindset. I'm Tisha Rose, your host and the founder of Hurdle to Hope. If you're on a quest to not just survive but thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, then you're definitely in the right place. Living with MS and now stage 4 breast cancer has taught me a vital lesson. In the face of a life-changing illness, our mindset is everything. Each week, I'll share insights, tips, and strategies to help you build a happier, healthier, more balanced life. So let's begin your journey from hurdle to hope starting right now. When I look back on my life with MS, so for those of you who haven't listened to Wellbeing Interrupted before, I was diagnosed with MS at 22. So I'm 49 now, so that was over 25 years ago. And when I think about some of the really dark periods, some of the periods where I felt so overwhelmed, unsure what to do, I realized those periods were when I felt stagnant. I had no idea what to do or how to move forward. So back in 2003, I had a massive relapse. A relapse is a period of, I guess, there's inflammation on your nervous system, so the nerve signals don't go through. And in 2003, not only was I back in a wheelchair, unable to walk, my legs were, I couldn't move them, but I also had for the first time upper body impairment, I guess. So I couldn't use my hands, couldn't feel my hands, couldn't even lift up, a cup to drink from. So this level of dependency was something I never had experienced before, and it was terrifying. I was scared about getting through that time. I was also petrified about what that level of dependency would mean for my life moving forward. And I'm sure I'm not alone in this. And just think about the periods where you face new symptoms and you like come to this standstill because you think, how can I possibly deal with this now? You might be exhausted because you've been living with your illness for a long time and you think, I just don't have the energy for dealing with something new. Or you might be just newly diagnosed. Your life as you know it has changed in a big way, and you're petrified about how your future looks, and you've got no idea what to do. You feel like you don't have the tools to cope with the now or try and make sense or build a future with this new reality. And feeling stagnant, that's when you can feel really down. that's when you feel, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. You know, I don't want to face the day. I don't know what my life will become. This is when sometimes I think depression really hits, because you can't see a way out of the darkness and you just don't know how you're possibly going to move forward. And unfortunately, this can become such a reality of living with chronic illness, and it's not a good place to be. And hopefully by listening to this episode, if you can start moving forward out of this energy and space, then this 10 or 15 minutes will be worth your while. So let's go back to the actual proverb, and it says, be not afraid of going slowly, be only afraid of standing still. And as I've said, standing still is when you feel stagnant, when you feel overwhelmed, when you're at a loss as to how to move forward. So from this proverb, I read it that we need to somehow to move forward. We somehow need to create momentum. And that is really difficult to do, but it can be done. So when I go back to 2003, so when I was dealing with this massive relapse, when I was feeling at a loss and really disempowered by what was going on, when I thought I was at the mercy of MS, that I couldn't have an impact on my situation then or into the future, it wasn't until I slowly started creating momentum that dynamic changed. So I'll give you an example. When I was stuck in a rehab facility, so I'd finished my treatment at hospital, there was nothing more medically in terms of treatment that could be done. I'd had my steroids, they hadn't worked really. Then I needed intensive physio. And that was when I started to be more proactive in terms of getting better. I had physio every day, a couple of sessions a day. I had occupational therapy, a session a day. And that started me realizing that I can have an impact on this. I can hopefully regain my functioning. But what also happened, which was different to previous relapses, was that at this rehab facility, I was allowed out, which meant twice a week I had either acupuncture or Feldenkrais. I'll put in a link to what Feldenkrais is in the show notes, but the Feldenkrais practitioner worked in restoring my awareness to body movement. I guess that's how to explain it. And what I loved about these sessions, I would lie in the sessions and she moved my body in different ways. But what was great was at the end of the session, she did a guided meditation. And that's the first time I really experienced the power of guided meditations, because I realized that even though I felt so stuck in my body, even though I could hardly move, the guided meditation created freedom in my mind. And it sounds really cliched, but even at the end of the sessions, talking about walking on the beach and smelling the air and hearing the waves and feeling the sand under my feet, when you can't move, that was so freeing and it was so powerful that I felt like in those moments, I wasn't about MS, I wasn't about my symptoms, I was about healing and I was about opening myself to new ways of experiencing this time. And just starting to create momentum really helped in making me feel less disempowered during this time. And it's funny how these small changes leads to bigger things. And after this massive relapse in 2003, I went back to university. I finished my social work degree. And then that's when I started thinking about what was next to happen. And that's when I went over to Romania and volunteered with children with special needs for a few months. So I had all of these amazing experiences. And it was such a great lesson for me that the next time I feel overwhelmed, when I feel like life's just too hard, not sure how to move forward, just to start moving forward with your mind. And for me, that was with guided meditation during that time. But over the years, I've discovered other ways of moving forward, even if that is going slowly. Okay, so as always, I don't want this podcast episode just to be about me and my experiences years ago with MS when I was feeling stuck, because I'm sure this is an experience not just unique to myself. Often in living with an illness, we do feel stuck and overwhelmed, unsure how to move forward. But easier said than done. Sometimes it is really difficult and you do just want to stay in bed and you don't want to get up, you don't want to move forward. But I just want to give you a few suggestions just to get you start thinking about different ways to create that momentum. Because remember, back to the quote, be not afraid of going slowly, be afraid of standing still. So slowly you can, I don't know, listen to an inspiring podcast. There's so many podcasts out there, not just mine, that you can listen to challenge your thinking. I'll also put a link in this podcast episode in the show notes, because this very topic I chatted to Crystal Prophet on the Prophet podcast. And Crystal's actually the person who I listened to and did her course to learn how to create podcasts. And this whole concept we chatted about, it's even when in your business you come to a stop, you come to a standstill, like I did when I was going to do a podcast but then lost my voice with muscle tension dysphonia. You can listen to the introducing teacher episode in relation to that. Again, I'll put a link into the show notes. But when I lost my voice, I thought either I stop and don't even contemplate doing podcasting, or I somehow create the momentum. And I talked to Crystal about, well, I couldn't talk, I couldn't hit record, so I did her course. I learnt more about how to go about podcasting. I wrote a blog. I got my ideas onto paper. I started thinking about what I'd talk about. I listened to other people's podcasts. So there's all these things I could do to create the momentum. And that then helped me to start moving forward to eventually be able to create Wellbeing Interrupted. So sorry, I went on a bit of a tangent, but listen to podcasts. That's a good way of creating momentum. You could also read a book. You know, if you're feeling really stuck and overwhelmed and think, how do I ever get out of this dark period? Start reading about other people's stories. Another one I'm really big on is start exploring holistic health options. You know, if what you're doing is not working, again, not saying don't go medical. See my oncologist, I see my neurologist, but start exploring things like I did. I had no idea what Feldenkrais was about, but I was open to the suggestion and I found a practitioner, and that helped me so much in creating that momentum. So be open to different ways of treating your illness. Or try meditation. It can't hurt. It's not difficult to do, but just finding that stillness when you are feeling overwhelmed can be so beneficial, because then once you quiet your mind, you're more aware of the signs around you. You're more aware of the opportunities around that will help you to move forward. Also, if you're feeling stuck, don't isolate yourself. Make sure you get in contact with friends or support groups if you find them helpful, or the Hurdle to Hope community. You know, there's so many things you can do to just start slowly moving forward. And always remember, being stagnant's not going to help. Okay, so another quick episode, but really want you to remember this Chinese proverb: be not afraid of going slowly, be only afraid of standing still. And this is so important, because if we're stagnant, if we feel stuck and overwhelmed and unsure how to possibly move forward in our life with our illness, that will create such darkness in our life. That will make you feel really powerless and at the mercy of your condition. And we don't want that. And if trying to make changes just seems too difficult, start slowly. Start making little changes in your life. Start experiencing new things, whether that is meditation, whether that is reading a book, watching a television series, listening to a great podcast, whatever it is, make some small changes, create momentum, and then who knows what that will lead to. So thank you for listening. In the show notes, I'll link the Meet the Host episode where I talk about losing my voice. I'll also link the Prophet podcast episode, Turning Adversity into Hope, the story of a podcast born from resilience and optimism. Love the title. That's the interview with me. And also remember to follow me on Instagram, Hurdle to Hope with the number 2. Also visit my website, hurdletohope.com, for different resources, including the Healing Journey quiz. Quite a few people have been signing up to it, and I'm so pleased, because this is a way of building momentum, because with this quiz, I'll give you different resources as to how you can move forward from whatever stage on the healing journey you're on. Enjoy your weeks. I'm going to catch up on some rest and I'll chat soon. Thank you so much for joining me today on Wellbeing Interrupted. If today's episode inspired you, or you think it could help others, please share it by tagging at Hurdle to Hope in your Instagram stories, or just by telling a friend about it. To spread our message of healing and hope to those who need it most, your ratings and reviews are invaluable. By taking a moment to rate and review on your listening platform, you help us attract inspiring guests and create content that empowers all of us to thrive. Don't forget to follow me on at Hurdle to Hope for more insights. I'd love to see you there. Always remember, to thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, your mindset is everything. Quick announcement. If you're struggling with a new health diagnosis or feeling overwhelmed by your chronic condition, the good news is you can start healing right now. Discover your next steps with the Healing Journey quiz. In just 3 minutes, find out where you are on your healing path and what actions you can take to move forward. It's practical, straightforward, and designed specifically for anyone navigating health challenges. If you're ready to instigate your healing right now, visit hurdletohope.com/quiz. Remember, Hurdle to Hope with the number 2. Also, you can click the link in the show notes below. So I really encourage you to take the quiz, and I can't wait to help you along your healing journey from today.